Good morning. Welcome to Rights and Duties with Trad Patrick. So wanted to readdress a subject we've been talking about here on Rights and Duties for a while now, and that's supply chains and shortages and everything else that we have going on in the world. And so we have some new news on this, and the new news is that there is a shortage of chicken in the world. Now, this shortage of chicken has led to the fact that Starbucks doesn't have any cups. They don't have any lids. They don't have any straws. This leads to they've run out of peach flavored juices. And supposedly in most places, you can't even find ketchup packets. So the question becomes, and this is what we really have to do, is we have to understand what's going on. So, of course, this particular article is from Boston.com, and it goes on. The title is How Continued Food Shortages and Rising Prices Are Affecting Local Restaurants. Chicken has been a nightmare in terms of pricing and shortage, one food truck owner said. So, of course, they said, you know, chicken wings are in short supply. And they say, well, the economy's coming back to life, and because of that, it's creating all these shortages. Now, that's not really true. What really is the situation is that chicken has become more expensive. And this is across the country. Chicken has become more expensive. And the reason is that when we went into this whole chastisement, whatever you want to call it, a lot of things ended up being dumped. We had eggs being dumped. We had onions being dumped. But we also had chickens that weren't being sold. They couldn't get to market. A lot of these things were happening. And you look at it from the standpoint of about a month ago, chicken wings, for example, were selling for about $2.20 a pound. They've rose to $4. So they've almost doubled in price. They're almost doubled in price for chicken wings. Now, I want you to understand that this is not just hitting the local restaurant and food truck. This is going to hit you. This is going to hit everybody. Everybody is going to be in the same situation where they're going to have a hard time buying protein. And you got to understand, it's easy to point out the problems with things like cups and ketchup packets and all these things because they come from China, right? Pretty simple problem there. But when we're talking about protein, we have to understand this from a very different dynamic. The country wants you to not eat meat, okay? That's been the directive for about, I'd say about 6 years now. For about 6 years, the country has gone down this road of wanting people to not eat meat. And so we eventually get to this standpoint where we have this chastisement that happens. And we say, okay, now we have this perfect opportunity to get people to stop eating meat. And so what do? We dump it. We can't get it to the stores. So we make it more expensive. We create a false supply problem. But there is no real supply problem. There's no issue at all. The issue is that we screwed things up. And we're as guilty. We allowed it. How many boomers do you see out there doing the vax dance? Excuse me. Oh, sorry about that. But they do the vax dance. They're out there doing the vax dance. They're vax me, vax me, vax me. Come on, baby. Shoot me up. Blah, blah, blah. We did this. We did this because we went out of our way to let a situation escalate to a point where we no longer have food on our shelves. Now, I've told you guys, go out to Walmart or something. Go look at the shelves. Go look at the things that are missing from the shelves. Go and look and see how the shelves have changed. Everything is changing. Everything is changing because they want the world to change. This is Joe Biden. He wants to force you to love everybody. He wants you to force you into accepting multiculturalism. He wants to force you into accepting diversity. He wants to force you into accepting climate change. He wants to force you into eating the bugs. He wants to force you into living in the pods. That, by the way, you're not even going to own the pod. You're going to rent the pod because it's much better. According to the whole world, the whole financial world, from Bloomberg to Fox Business to everybody saying, now, renting's not so bad. Why is it so bad if we become a rental society? Why is it so bad that we become a rental society? I'll tell you why. What happens when you reach the glorious age of old age and you can no longer afford the constant increases of rent? Well, it's simple. They throw you away. It's Logan's Run. Sorry, your little emblem in the palm of your hand turned black. We have to throw you away. And so we'll throw you into some government-run facility, and you'll have nothing, and your kids won't visit you, and you'll die. And this is what we want. So instead of them plunging us into this death spiral, like in Logan's Run, they just break our will to live, and we die. And that's what they want. That's the society they want. And that's being led on by the hedge funds and by everybody else. And guess who's signing on with this? The left. Because the left has finally showed their hand. The left has always been about consolidating the capital, consolidating the power, and consolidating the property. And when all three of those things are done, the left gets what it wants, which is total control. You want to buy a house? Get $1 million. You go buy a house, 2-bedroom house, 1 bathroom, about 700 square foot, and a little spit of land in the backyard. $1 million, okay? And you can buy that from the people that own it, which is Morgan Stanley and Chase and all these other people. Those are the ones who are going to own the homes. You're not going to buy it from Bob and Sally down the block anymore. You're going to buy the home from the bank with the bank giving you the money, so the bank makes out twice. And that's the system that the left wants. The left has always wanted that system. The left fought to protect and to preserve that system. When it went after the people in Europe who said, we don't want these bankers. We don't want international finance. We don't want to open up the world to global trade. This is all going to lead to bad things. And what did America do? Come on, boys. Let's go beat up the Nazis. Dun, dun, dun. America, isn't it great that we went out there on D-Day and we ended this? But the reality of the situation is it had nothing to do with anything other than the fact that the bankers, the Rothschilds and the Lobs and the Weinbergs and all these other people did not like the fact that it wasn't just Hitler. It was Mussolini. It was Romania. It was Spain. It was Portugal, all pointing out the problem. They were all pointing out the problem right as the world is in this great depression. Everybody's starving, food lines everywhere. And these people over there are pointing out the problem. They're saying the problem is you guys. These bankers created this. These bankers create these depressions and recessions and quantitative easings and everything else. It's all bankers. And then they tell you, well, if you point out the problem, you're a terrorist. How dare you point out the problem? What is wrong with you? Why can't you just go along to get along? Don't we give you enough porn? Don't we give you enough footballs and enough baseballs? And don't we give you enough TV and Netflix and chill and everything else? Don't we give you enough to shut up? Let us take over the world. You shut up. You're not going to own anything and you're going to be happy. Just listen to us. We know better than you. You're dumb. Right? That's what they say. They don't hide it. It's in the books. You got pictures of Biden sitting around with his buddy, Klaus Schwab, laughing. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at me. And guess who else is laughing? He's out on the golf course right now laughing. Donald J. Trump. Because he didn't do anything to help this. He didn't do anything to stop this. He didn't put anything into effect to really do anything. We got record black unemployment, record black unemployment. We've got LGBTQ. Oh, listen, I'm going to give this speech to the joint session, and I want all these women. Look at all these women, the most amount of women in government ever. I'm so great. I'm so great. I'm so great. He didn't do anything. He did nothing. And it's time for all of you to wake up and realize he did nothing. Because if he had done anything while he was in office, he would have protected us all from this. But the reality of the situation is in electoral politics, you're never going to get away from this crap because the politicians run the world. In this country, they run everything. They run everything in this country. And you have no say. You get this bullshit idea that you get to vote, and because you get to vote, you have your say. There's your say. You said it. You elected. And every year, you go to the polls and you go, I'm going to pick the lesser of two evils. What's the idea of picking the lesser of two evils? How about if we all just stopped voting, period? How about if we all just went into everything and just stopped voting? Everybody stops voting. Says, you know what? I'm not going to vote anymore. Not going to vote anymore. Voting is stupid. Right? Then they lose. They lose. And that's the greatest thing that could happen is that they lose. And they don't have their world anymore. Their world that they think they control. Right? But this is the world that we live in now. The left has shown its hand. And why has the left shown its hand? Because they have all the power. They've had all the power for 16 years now. You just didn't realize it. Even going back to Bush, they had all the power. And they've just now gotten to the point and they utilized everything. And they utilized everything. Let's be honest. It was a masterstroke. It was a masterstroke with this whole chastisement and everything else. And they utilized it to their advantage. And so now you live in a world where you can't afford a home. And pretty soon, you're not even going to be able to afford meat. And what are you going to do then? Are you still going to sit around and go, the worst thing in the world is racism. It's the worst. I'm starving to death here. But the racism's much worse. I'd rather die of starvation and not have shelter than to be a racist. You don't even understand what racism is. It doesn't exist because nobody's been able to quantify what it even means. Just because somebody doesn't like a certain group of people doesn't make them a racist. It doesn't. And this idea that you're all supposed to love each other is nonsense. It's the most Protestant bunch of bullshit I ever heard in my life. But we continue to push that idea. That's bad. The fact that you're going to starve to death, the fact that you're not going to have a place to live, that's not so much a problem. As long as you don't say bad words, it's okay. You're going to die of starvation, but at least you never said a bad word. You're going to die of starvation, but at least you were listening to the next podcast on the Summa, or the next podcast on the latest happenings at Disney. At least you got that, right? You got that. That's so great and wonderful. That's going to protect you with what's coming. And no, it's not. You're going to die. You want the truth. I'll tell you the truth because nobody else is going to tell you the truth. You're going to die. Or you're going to bend the knee and you're going to eat the cricket burgers. You're going to eat the worm noodles. And that's what you're going to do. Because you're going to say, you know what? I want to live. And when they come to you and they say, sorry, but your social credit score is too low for you to live in a house. We've got this place in this new government-run housing that you're going to live in. Just like the USSR, right? Your social credit went down. Sorry, you don't get to live in a house anymore. You have to go live in the government housing, which is nothing more than a gulag, except it's not a gulag. You get to go outside sometimes. You think this is all good? You think social credit's a good idea? You think the idea of letting Biden come up with this nonsense about attacking white people? Be honest with yourself. How many Klansmen have you run into in your lifetime? I'm sure you probably ran into some people in your lifetime and go, you know what? I just want to live in a white neighborhood. That's not racism. That's somebody who's being realistic about where they want to live and how they want to live. To say you're against multiculturalism and diversity today makes you a racist. Makes you a racist. I'm against it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it at all. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want it at all. I see nothing good coming from it. Nothing good at all. I've spoken many times. I said, in America, there's only one choice. Balkanization. America's too big as it is, and it needs to be split up. And people should have their enclaves where they should be allowed to live. And if you want to live a Christian life, an ethno-nationalist life, you should be able to go into this one area and live there and not have to worry about somebody else coming in and wanting to change the rules. We don't say that Planned Parenthood is domestic terrorists when they're out there killing millions of babies every year. No. They're providing a health service to the community. They're pillars of the community. You know who's bad? A guy over there who made a racist joke. He's bad. He's the devil incarnate. We screw up the food. We screw up the housing. You tell me what good we're doing here in America in the last 20 years, because I sure as shit don't see it. And you tell me how we're supposed to fight this. How are we supposed to fight people like BlackRock? How are we supposed to fight a nation that is predominantly, overwhelmingly liberal? Don't tell me it's conservative, because conservatives are nothing more than liberals. Socially, they're all liberals. You get 10 conservatives in a room, at least 5 of them will be okay with abortion. At least 8 of them will be okay with the disorder agenda. All of them will be okay with the idea of anti-racism. What are they conserving? They're conserving their own death spire. That's what they're conserving. They're hoping that their death will be dragged out a little bit. That's all. But you don't think that the meat, the oil, the chicken, the plastic cups. I don't like Starbucks, and I'm going to say this. This is all manufactured to make you eat the bugs, to make you live in the pod. This is what they want, folks. This is what they want. They wanted this for a long time, and they're getting it. They knew. I'm going to give you a little insight into the tech world, because I know about it. They knew 20 years ago that they would not be able to keep up with the demand of semiconductors. 20 years ago, they told them, the semiconductor industry told them, said, at the current rate of increase of demand, we will no longer be able to keep up. We won't be able to do it. We just cannot output that much. We cannot do it. And then the demand not only gets higher, but the demand for the technology to be better and stronger and faster became the same. And they said, we've reached a technological cliff. We can't go any further. We do not possess the ability to go any further. You look at cell phones, there's nothing different. You look at a cell phone from 6 years ago to today, there's nothing different. They added some more cameras to it. Okay? They added more cameras to it. That's about it. Maybe they added a little bit more memory to it. But at the end of the day, that's about it. They're the same. And they charge you more and more money every year. And then they block you from getting upgrades, and they block you from all this stuff so that you have to be forced to go out and buy one. because they know not everybody's smart enough to jailbreak the phone or root the phone and put in their own software and say, screw you. They know that. But the reality of the situation is this is the world we live in. They knew it. They knew it 20 years ago. 20 years ago, they knew that the global economy and the global supply chains were not going to be able to keep up. And they told them 20 years ago. They said 20 years ago, they said, you need to bring manufacturing back to the shores of your own countries. Because if you don't, you're not going to be able to keep up any with the increased demand. 20 years ago, they told them you need to stop immigration. Your immigration levels are going so high that the demand for resources in your nations will exceed the ability to meet those demands. They knew this. They did nothing. You want to know why they did nothing? Because our leaders are incompetent jackasses. There's not a smart one in the entire bunch. I don't care if your favorite politician, you think this is smart. No, they're stupid. You want to know why they're stupid? Because they're in politics. If they were smart, they would be outside the system like me saying, this system sucks. And this system is leading us all to ruin. This has nothing to do with overpopulation. This has to do with overpopulating the first world. You need to understand that, and you need to go back to an understanding that we can no longer accept immigration. We must, as a people of the West, we must, as Christendom, stand up and say, no more immigration. And on top of that, we have to demand that the illegal immigrants be removed from our nations, that the refugees be sent home. Or pretty soon, you're going to have no choice but to eat the bugs if you want to live. It's the Terminator. Come with me if you want to live. Instead, it's going to be eat the worm if you want to live. You want to be sheltered from the rain and the cold? There's a pod for you. More than likely, your children will get molested. But that's okay. Don't be a bigot, dude. Don't be a racist, dude. When your daughter, your 16-year-old daughter, gets raped by a refugee, why are you being a racist? That's just their culture, bro. That's the reality of the situation. These whole supply chains, this is done because for years, for decades, we are too stupid to stop the lie of voting. To stop this ridiculous world we live in which case we believe all of the nonsensical politic bullshit that we have in America. And now we're going to starve. And if you don't believe me, if you think that I'm being overly dramatic, go to the supermarket. I've seen it. People put it up. Buy chicken breast that a couple days ago was $17 for 6 pounds or whatever. Now it's $27. We're taking all the farmland. So how are you going to go out there and make a new chicken farm? We're taking all the farmland so we could put up strip malls. So we could build another sub-development. So JP Morgan and freaking BlackRock can make more money. Don't kid yourself. The left, they're not anti-capital. They love it. As long as it's consolidated in the hands of the people that are out there pushing the social agendas that they enjoy. The disorder, the minority, the diversity, the equality. As long as those companies are the ones out there doing that, they're okay with that consolidation of wealth. They're all okay with it. And they'll continue to allow it. But don't say bad words. Don't go out there and say that you love your own culture. Don't make unpolitically correct jokes, because then you are the devil. You are Satan. This modernist world has done nothing but destroy man. And if you don't see that, you need to wake up, because pretty soon you're not going to have anything left, folks. You need to prepare yourself now. You need to go out, drive out to the country, even if it's an hour, 2 hours. Find a farmer. Find somebody who has a little farm and say, hey, look, I'll pay for the chicks. I'll pay for the feed if you raise the chickens for me. I'll buy the pig. I'll buy the food if you'll raise it for me. So unfortunately, I live in the suburbs, or I live in the city, and I can't do it myself. Go and make that connection. Because you're going to need that connection. Trust me. You're going to need to start learning how to can. You're going to need to start learning how to make stocks and all these things, because all this stuff is going to go away. And you're not going to have access to it anymore. These are the things that you really honestly need to think about. Don't worry about whether or not somebody's going to care that you said you don't like this or you don't like that. Who cares? Who cares? At the end of the day, when all this shit happens, who cares? Because the reality is, in our nations, the refugees, the illegals, the immigrants, they're not going to fight for our nations. They're going to fight against us to take our nations. And the left is right there with them, because they perceive some false fucking privilege and some false badness that we did in the past. And for some reason, we deserve what happens to us. And this is the reality that we live in today. These shortages are just the freaking beginning. They're just the beginning, folks. Biden's anti-white policy is just the beginning. His climate agendas is just the beginning. They're going to take D.C. and Puerto Rico, and they're going to make them the 51st and the 52nd states. And you will never see your quote-unquote conservative, your bullshit, your lesser of two evils government ever again. And it's all because you're out there with your MAGA-ped and your MAGA-tard and your MAGA-doo-doo-doo, and you're over there going, oh, look, I'm out here with my base disordered friend. Isn't this cool? I'm out here with my base black friend, too. This is so cool, isn't it? This is awesome. This is awesome. It's all MAGA. It's all MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. And you little 22-year-old idiots out there going, well, this is America first. This is America first. What's the America first in Minecraft? We need a world of men, and we don't have any. Because while chickens in short supply, guess what else is in short supply? Men. Real men. Men who make unpolitically correct jokes, men who say bad words, men who fart, men who lift weights, men who eat red meat, men who freaking go out and get shit done. That's an even shorter supply. It's almost an extinct species. Because you're so freaking worried about being multicultural or diverse enough that you won't speak up. That our Western nations are being raped of our resources, of our land, by multinational corporations, international bankers, immigration, and refugees. So guess what? Chicken's going up in price, and it's all your fault, because you stood around and you're like, I love everything. everybody. Well, I got news for you. I'm not a racist because I hate everybody equally. There's your answer, people. I hate everybody equally. I hate white liberals. I hate conservatives. I hate Protestants. I hate pagans. I hate everybody. And I'm going to make fun of everybody. And you can kiss my ass. Deo gratias.